The title of my message is The Peace That Surpasses All the Understanding. If you open your Bible in Psalm 27, as Pastor Scott was saying, today we are starting a series in Psalm 27. And today I will share with you just the three first verses of Psalm 27. And the Word of God says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it's my enemies and foes that will stumble and fall. Though an army beside me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident." Amen? When I was reading this passage, when Pastor Scott told me about Psalm 27, and he told me we are going to share the Psalm 27 in five different messages, I was thinking, what did you say about these three verses? And of course, the first thing come to my mind was the faith of David. David was a man of faith, unshakable faith. The guy, he believed in God. He has a strong faith in God. But the Holy Spirit told me that David wrote this word with so much clarity. He has so much clarity in his relationship with God. And this clarity was the result of the peace that he had from God. When you have peace, you have clarity to think things. When you lose your peace, you lost your clarity. And then many times you are overwhelmed with your emotions. And my prayer this afternoon, this evening, because I'm seeing the sun outside, in this evening, my prayer is that today, this evening, God can put a peace in your heart that will exceed all understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. And this peace is not because you are irresponsible, I don't care about my problems, Hakuna Matata, no. You have a peace, not because you are irresponsible. You have peace because you trust in the Lord. You say, it's not in my hands, but it is in God's hands. I don't know what to do, but my God knows what He's going to do in the name of Jesus Christ. We are living in a season that mental health is an issue. In May was Mental Health Awareness Month of May. My wife is a mental health nurse, and many times she tells me things terrible she sees in her work. A lot of people. And the main thing many times is anxiety. People are anxious. People are losing their peace. We are exposed a lot of information. It is war there, it is war there another place. It's a lot of things. New election in 4th of July. A lot of things taking place. And many times we feel ourselves overwhelmed. If you use social media, oh my goodness, it's a bombardment of information. And your brain is spinning because, well, my goodness, sometimes it's better to sweat it off, otherwise you got crazy. So we see a lot of people developing mental health issues, losing peace, losing time of sleep, losing health because they lost peace. And I believe God. I believe that God has a kind of peace that is supernatural peace. There are at least three kinds of peace. The natural peace. What is the natural peace? The natural peace is when everything is good. You pay your bills, no sickness, no finance problem. You take a holiday, you go to a nice countryside and over to the beach. Then you are in peace. No problem. Everything's all right. My family is all right. My means are all right. But this kind of peace is conditional. Because if something gets wrong, you lost your peace. You lose your peace. Because my peace was relayed on top of something, some circumstance. And then when something changed, I lost my peace. So it is the natural peace. There is the artificial peace. The artificial peace is a kind of man-made peace. It's manufactured. Sometimes people can find a kind of peace in a bottle of wine. I'm so stressed today. And then I'm peace now. Some people can find peace in smoking some things. Some people can find peace taking some very strong tablets. It's artificial, can help. Maybe, but most of the time, after this artificial peace, we have the side effects. We have the hangover. We have the consequence of this artificial peace. But there are a supernatural peace. The peace comes from God. And this peace is unconditional. Doesn't matter what is going on in your life, you know. I know in who I have been believing. I know my God, He is faithful. My life is in His hand, and I have this peace in my heart. Some people have even struggled. They struggle to understand this kind of peace. I remember many years ago, the year was 1995. I was 24. Now I'm 53. I know, I don't look like 53, but I'm 53. You know, I'm joking. I was 24. It was the beginning of my Christian life. And I was in the middle of a mess in my life. My life was upside down. But I discovered Jesus. I loved to worship Him. Then I was at my home, and I put some worship, and I started to praise the Lord. And I was crying in the presence of the Lord, but not crying in sadness. I was crying with joy, with peace. And then the enemy is a liar. Be careful. The enemy whispered in my ear, "You are brainwashed. You are brainwashed. How can you be in peace with everything that is happening in your life? How can you be in peace?" Maybe it is true. The people say that go to the church and the pastor brainwash people. Then I started, yeah, that's true. I'm not depressed. I don't want to kill myself. I'm not anxious. I just want to go to the church. That time I wasn't a pastor. That time I was the guy of the, I used to do food in the church. I take care of the canteen in the church. So everything I want to do is to go to the church, to praise the Lord, to fulfill my duties, to be in the church. My mother always taught me, "Marcelo, empty mind is the garage of the enemy. So get busy with the things of the God. Get busy with the things of the Lord. It's better than you become lazy with a lot of space for the enemy start to throw things in your mind." So I always learned, my mother is a very simple woman, but she used to say this for me, "Empty mind is the garage of the enemy." When you are lazy, or when you have no responsibility, when you have no commitment, when you have no willing wish to come to the church, to get involved, to praise, many times you got home and you start to watch TV, and sometimes in TV we see rubbish, things that do not edify you, don't bless you. So I always think, I go to the church, at least I'm exposed to the Word of God, but the enemy starts to say to me, "You brainwashed. The people brainwashed you, you're crazy. Your father passed away, your brother are involved with drugs, your life is a disgrace, and you want just to praise the Lord." And that day I went to the church suspicious. I went to the church asking God, "God, am I brainwashed? Is something wrong with me? Because how can I be in peace with all these things happening in my life?" In that evening, it was a midweek service, was a pastor, very calm down pastor. His voice was always like this. I think he was more teacher than pastor. You never see him shouting, I never saw him praising in tongues. He was more traditional. But that day, that guy was on fire. I'm like, what's going on with this guy? And that guy was very Pentecostal. Whoa, what's happening with this guy? In the middle of his message, he started to prophesy. I never saw that guy prophesy all my life. And that guy says, with a lot of authority, "You know, there are people here that you think you are brainwashed. You think that the man is brainwashed you because you are in peace, but you are not brainwashed. What's happened with you is the peace of God is keeping your mind, your heart in the presence of the Lord. What's happening with you It's not any kind of brainwashing. No one manipulating you. What's happening with you is because you trust in the Lord. You know the work He started in your life. And the work He started in your life, He will finish in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask you, my friends, open your heart. Because I believe tonight, the Holy Spirit will put in your heart a kind of peace that you're going to go home and you say, what's happened with me? And I tell you, nothing to do with me, but everything to do with God's presence. Because we come in His presence, sometimes agitated, disturbed, anxious. But when you come in His presence, He has power to change everything in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you want to have peace? More peace. Peace to navigate whatever waters you have to navigate. And you say, I know the God I have been believing through my years. He's faithful. He's in control of everything in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. When we read the Psalms, my friends, and we understand that David had a kind of relationship with God, very deep relationship. When we read the Gospels, when we read the Psalms, when we read 1 Kings, when we read 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, when we read the story about David, we understand he was a worshiper. He was a man of prayer. I understand that guy, he had a kind of relationship with God that many times I think, I want this for my life. I know he wasn't perfect, as you are not perfect, as I am not perfect. David wasn't perfect, but David was a man that had a deep relationship with God. And I believe that God today brought you here to tell you it's time to go deeper, to be more intentional in your relationship with God. What I want to say about intentionality. Sometimes, my friend, if any pastor asks, how many of you want more of God in your life? Everybody wants. You want more of God. But how many of you are seeking more of God intentionally? Because I think sometimes we are thinking God will give more for us like in a casual encounter in Notting Hill. You go to the tube or to McDonald's and then the Holy Spirit, how are you? I'm fine, and you? No, it's not like Jesus. It's not a casuality. It is an intentionality. We need to seek His face. I believe the person who is going to preach next Sunday about Psalm 27, in the verse 4, we see exactly like this. One thing I ask the Lord, it is what I seek. We need to be intentional. We need to give steps of faith and that show God, I want more, I need more, because the season that we are living right now, it's a season that we need to be deeper, rooted in God in the name of Jesus Christ. We need more of God. I don't know how many of you realize that things are changing. It is interesting. The pandemic, that thing that happened with us 2 years ago, what the lesson we took from this? A lot of things happening. I'm from Brazil. There was a flood in south of Brazil that never unprecedented. In Brazil, you know, it's a tropical country, and normally we have floods everywhere because a lot of rain, but we have a flood, the rivers come up, and then 2-3 days later, the waters come down, and the people go back to normal life. But at south of Brazil, the last state, Rio Grande do Sul, there was a flood at the beginning of May. Just 2 days ago, the waters came down. A full month. A full state destroyed with waters in Brazil. Unprecedented. Normally, we are hearing everywhere the word unprecedented. Politically, socially, in the nature, a lot of things happening before our eyes. We need more of God. We need to reveal. I'm not telling that you're superficial. I'm not telling that you don't have roots in God. I'm not telling nothing of this. What I'm telling you, God has more prepared for us in the name of Jesus Christ. We need to get this peace today. and say to the Lord, Lord, I want to get home today, and I will have the best night in my life. I will sleep good, because a lot of people are not able to sleep without taking some things. But I ask you, there is a peace of the Holy Spirit that you go to bed tonight, and you're going to pray, and you're going to say, like David said in Psalm chapter 3. Psalm 3, verse 5, David said, I lay down and sleep. Awake again, because the Lord sustained me. Lord, I go home today. I will sleep well. Tomorrow, be fresh. And I will say, I love Mondays. I don't know, Brazil, I don't know what's happening with Brazilians. Normally, Brazilians say, I hate Mondays. I don't know about you. Is there anyone that don't like Mondays? But I know a lot of guys, I hate Mondays. They love Fridays, but they hate Mondays. Maybe because the work is not good for them. But I tell you, every day, the day that God prepared for us, and tomorrow, even if you don't like Mondays, you wake up tomorrow and say, I love this Monday that God prepared for me in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the day that God prepared for me. It's going to be a blessed day in the name of Jesus Christ. We often, my friends, have no control over many things that happen for us. A lot of things happen that, oh, I wasn't expecting this. A lot of things. In the case of David, a lot of wars. Wasn't his fault. In our case, many times, bad news. Things happen against us. We have no control over it. But one thing I can control, my reaction over this situation. If I cannot control the things that come against me because came already, but I can control, I take a position and say, Lord, I will be guided by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not get in despair. I will not get crazy. Friends, I have seen a lot of things. I remember many years ago, a couple came to have a counseling with me and Fabiana. It was in Brazil. And then the wife was panicking, and the guy was that guy very calm. I barely could hear his voice. Very calm down guy. The wife was very agitated, and the wife was crying. Oh, pray for us. I don't want you to go to this hell again. And I was listening to the lady. I was, my goodness, what's happening with this lady? And then she opened her heart. Her husband lost his job. They were not the city where they were from another region in Brazil. They moved to that region because the job of the husband. And then suddenly the guy was fired, and the lady was panicking, because she was concerned about rent, about house, about school of kids. She was in despair. And the guy was like this. You know when the guy sit in the chair, like very comfortable. The guy was like this. Then I was wanting to wait the lady to stop to talk, because I was wondering, it seems a big difference. One is dying, another one is like, then finally, the lady stopped to talk. Then I looked to the brother and said, brother, what you have to say? And the guy gave a deep breath. He said to me, that's true, Pastor. I lost my job, but I got a good money. They gave me a good money because they broke my contract. They paid the, what's the name when someone, redundancy, something like this. Sorry, my... Forgive me my pronunciation, redundancy. They got the good money. Say, I got the good money. I have enough money to cover our expense between 6 months and 1 year. So I'm in peace, because before my money finish, God will open another door for me. Then I looked to the lady. You see, it was a situation that was out of their control. They couldn't expect that they would be fired. He was. The lady, because she had a kind of traumas in the past, so it was a kind of trigger, and she was out of control. But her husband was like, I'm in peace. God will open a door for us. My car is full of food. I have money by a bank account. I'm fine, Pastor. And I looked to this lady. Lady, I think you need to get the faith of your husband a little bit, because, you know. So always remember this example. Because sometimes we find ourselves in situations that, oh, now it's happened. I wasn't expecting, but it happened. The difference is not the experience in itself. The difference is your attitude. How are you going to react? How are you going to react? You can be out of control. You can be nervous and, you know, you start to shout and break things like a crazy people. But we have the Holy Spirit. We hear, we feel, but the Holy Spirit processes in our heart and we understand. I know He is faithful. I go back to the verse 3. Though an arm besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though a war break out against me, even then I will be confident in the name of Jesus Christ. Seek God. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship when everything is good. That's fine. But we are called to worship the Lord when everything is bad. Then you raise your hand and you say, Lord, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. Lord, I raise you my hands. It's not because I have no problem, but it's because I trust in you, because I have peace in my heart in the name of Jesus Christ. That is a beautiful passage in the Bible. Philippians, I know I'm preaching just about Psalm 27, but there is a secret in Philippians 4, verse 6. If you can open with me. The letter of Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And what's happened? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Tonight, maybe, You hear this passage many times. You have heard this many times. Maybe you are visiting us today. It's the first time. But what I tell you, at this, the Word of God is still working in our lives in the name of Jesus. You come in His presence, sometimes heavy, your heart heavy, lot of worries, concerns, and you come in His presence and you say to the Lord, Lord, I put my life in your hands. I don't know what to do, but I want to praise you, not just with my songs. I want to praise you with the right attitude before this problem in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of people can praise singing, but you can praise the Lord, worship the Lord, living, saying to the Lord, Lord, my attitude today is to trust in you. My attitude today is to say, my life, it is in your control, in the name of Jesus Christ. That is another kind of peace. I told you about three. I told you about the natural, the artificial, and the supernatural. But when I was putting these notes here in my tablet, God spoke to me about Isaiah 26, verse 3. If you can open your Bible, that is a perfect peace. Perfect peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3, the Word of God says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust you. It is NIV. If you read the ESV, you keep in perfect peace whose mind are steadfast. Stay in you because He trusts you. NLT, New Living Translation, you keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose doubts are fixed on you. And if you are wondering, how can I get this perfect peace? Praying, worshiping, getting deeper in my relationship with God. Amen. But another thing, fix your thoughts in the Lord. We receive a lot of information. You know, I like to read my Bible in my tablet or in my mobile because I, you know, normally I preach all the time in Portuguese, but normally when I read my Bible, my devotional time, it's in English. And then when you have this app, you can compare the versions. So you press in a verse, and then you can compare. You take Portuguese, you take many different versions in English, then you compare, and then sometimes you cannot get all the information in one language, and you take another language, another version. It's a blessing. But it's very tricky, because in this tablet, in my mobile as well, I have a lot of news sites, news app. And then sometimes I'm reading the Bible and start to receive push notifications. Trump is convicted. I was fixing my toes in the Lord. Trump is convicted. Hicks Sunak dissolved the parliament. Now we have a new election. Then you stop to read the Bible and start saying, my God, Trump is going to jail. But what I have to do with Trump? It's his problem, not my problem. Let's have a look. You know, it is terrible. Sometimes the phone don't ring for hours. You take your Bible, and your phone, ring. The devil is it. The phone was stopped all day. Nobody texted me, nobody called me. I start to seek the Lord. I start to put my thoughts in the Lord. A lot of things start to happen. So again, we need to be intentional. We need to say, now is my time with my God. The enemy wants to bombard your mind with a lot of stupid things. Sometimes important things, but sometimes a kind of silly information. I could live without, but start to receive. Is anyone related to what I'm talking? It's terrible. You want to fix your mind. You want to fix your heart in the things of the Lord. And then, and the Lord brought you today here to say to you, your heart, your mind need to be steadfast in the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Ask, Lord, protect my mind. The word of God doesn't say, above all else, protect your heart. Because from your heart proceeds the spring of life. So we need to pray for our mind. Sometimes we lack concentration. You start to read, it's a phenomenon. You're reading, but your mind isn't anywhere else. Am I crazy? Because you're reading the Bible, but you start to thinking like, I need to wash the car. Lack of concentration. God wants to reveal things for you. God wants to show things for you. But the enemy wants to keep you distracted because God has revelation for you. You come to the church, very dangerous phone in the church. The pastor is preaching, the word of God, your Bible is here. Then let me have a look at my Facebook. And you sit behind a tall guy. You know, never sit in the front rows because otherwise it is, everybody can see you are nothing, you know. And then, hallelujah. What you give hallelujah of? I don't know, everybody's giving hallelujah, I'm giving hallelujah as well. Did you like the message today? I watch again in the YouTube because I was distracted. So my friends, open your heart because we serve a living God. Amen. One word from our God has power to change our lives. One word. One single word. Sometimes the message was boring, the accent of the pastor was disgraceful, whatever. But one word, the Holy Spirit touch your heart, and then the chains breaks, the bondage finish. Everything the enemy was trying to do in our life is destroyed, because greater is the one who we serve. Great is our Jesus Christ, and He has power to put you in freedom. He has power to give you peace. And again, I tell you, it's not a peace of a Hakuna Matata peace. It's not a kind of peace that, you know, I don't care. No, it's not a I don't care peace. is a peace that comes from the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart. I am in the control of everything in your life. Do not be afraid. David had powerful experience with God. Powerful. He fight against giants, bear, lions. He knows how many battles, how many times you have seen God coming through and blessing you. God has not changed. He's still the same. The enemy wants to attack your mind. I remember many years ago, I read the Joyce Meyer book, The Battlefield of Mind. What a book. If you never read this book, read. Very simple, very practical, very, you know, enlightening. Because many times the enemy make our mind his battlefield. Bring doubt, questioning the loyalty of God, bringing confusion, bring disappointment. If God is with me, why? I'm going through these kind of things. Again, the problem is not good. The problem is a problem. But what you do when the problem comes is the big issue. Because you can become upset with God. I'm not exaggerating. I have seen through my ears people offended with God. People going through inner healing process because they need to forgive God. You know why? Because they went through difficult situations and they got so angry. Why did God allow these kind of things happen with me? Why? I'm still waiting for this door to be open and still closed. And I want to tell you, my friend, instead of opening your mind to accept the lies of the enemy, open your mind to say to the Lord, Lord, I do not have all the answers. I don't know why of many things in my life, but one thing I know, you are faithful. One thing I know, my life is in your hand. One day is like 1,000 years. 1 year, like 1,000 years, like one day. We are holding this time. We wait for things. For us, it's today, 2nd of June. But for God, it's eternal. Maybe we are waiting for things for years. We don't know when it's going to happen. But the one thing I want to tell you, He has power to change, to make natural days become supernatural days. Ordinary days, like here we go again, one more service and change our lives. To make you to get in a new season in your life because He's in control of everything. Do not let the enemy attack your mind. I declare your mind is sober. I declare your mind, your heart are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. Your heart, your mind, your soul are protected, and you are going to receive today from God the peace that exceeds all the understanding in the name of Jesus Christ.